Bite into a stacked sandwich made with Hero Bread. And the only thing you'll think is, delicious. You won't think it has up to 19 grams protein, 11 to 32 grams of fiber, or just 0 to 5 grams net carbs. But it does. Hero Bread. No compromises, just loaves, buns, tortillas, bagels, and noodles packed with flavor. Right now, get 10% off at hero.co with code IHEART. That's hero.co, code IHEART. All figures per serving of Hero Bread. See nutrition facts on hero.co.
Today, we're going to be talking to Amina, who is at Thrive Market, but came from Honest. So, that was a nice little 1 week to the next that I'm really excited about. Hi, Jason. I miss you. Miss you. Love you. Talk to you later. And also, I know I just posted about these all the time, but my Mary's Gone crackers. Anybody else have an obsession with these like I do? I'm sure, Jason, you're not allowed to eat them, I'm sure. Too carb heavy. But we're going to be coming here with Thrive. So whenever Amina joins us on the Thrive Market account, we will go ahead and go live with her. We had so many great questions, which I was very excited about because I've talked a lot about my love of Thrive Market and, especially in this crazy time of, pandemic days. And then what feels like we're going back into it. It's nice to have, some staples delivered to you at your home and in a safe way. So that I am really just thrilled about. So I don't see her yet on here. Maybe Mara can let me know when she is here because I don't see the Thrive Market account quite yet. But yeah, I get these in my Thrive Market order because I hoard them. If you see them in the Los Angeles store or if you don't see them, it's probably because I purchased them all. So these are my favorite. I should really get sponsored by Mary's Gone Crackers with the amount that I purchase. So we'll just like hang out here. A lot of the questions actually came about allergies for children, which we talked about a couple weeks ago with feeding littles. And also just about healthy staples to have in your home. Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Very good, good to see you.
Good to see you too. I love your background. It's so aesthetically pleasing.
Yes, I wish this was my home, but this is our Thrive Market office. So we thought we would do it here because the lighting is just always nicer here. So.
It is. It's very nice lighting, actually.
Natural.
So. That's great. Very natural. Very natural. Well, thank you so much for coming and doing this conversation. We got so many great questions of people who are just familiar with Thrive and also people who are, you know, maybe not as familiar with Thrive and want to know more. So I'll make sure to get to their questions. But I think just in the theme of, you know, last week I talked to you about having Jessica Alba on and talking about Honest Company, and you came from Honest Company to Thrive, which are both such amazing companies. So, and you're a mother, which is another reason that we're having this conversation because you're a working mom and, balancing a lot. And we talk a lot about mom guilt and working moms. And, but before we start, I think we can just talk a little bit about your job and working at Thrive and the transition from Honest to Thrive and what that's been like for you.
Yeah, definitely. So I'll talk a little bit about joining Honest as well, because that's when I actually had my son. And a lot of, you know, people ask, how did you start a new job, a new career? And I often tell people, you know, it was a time in my life I changed everything except my husband. So he was the only good constant. Thing. I was a new mom. I had a 4.5 month old baby. And we actually moved cities. I changed jobs. Everything was new. So, and I think motherhood is probably the only thing that got me through it because there was so much personal change anyways that, you know, might as well change career as well. Mm-hmm. And it was tough, you know, and so, you know, often the guidance I give people is go with realistic expectations. I told myself, you know, the first 6 months, I don't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. But just go for it and, you know, take each day as it comes. And get help. You know, I was very practical. I knew I couldn't do everything myself. Like I couldn't, you know, take care of my son and be at this job and be pumping and, you know, be this like superwoman that you're expected to be. You just can't do it. So I actually had my mom come, and then when she left, I actually had my mother-in-law come. So we rotated through help in the background. And yeah, it just, you know, time flew. And before I knew it, he was a toddler, and then, you know, he was 2.5, and time had flown, and I was able to manage the career and also, you know, manage him. And then I decided to move again. So the Honest to Thrive transition was a little bit easier, going from one city in one neighborhood to the other neighborhood, not changing cities, not changing much. But, you know, now he was older. Now he was 2.5 and 3. And everybody talks about the terrible twos. And I was like, why is no one talking about the terrible threes? Because this feels like a lot harder. You know, now they have comprehension and they can negotiate and they can talk back a lot more, you know. Yeah. So that was a whole new, you know, the thing to deal with that transition. But, you know, what I loved was, you know, going from one mission-based company to another mission-based company, it really made me feel that I had meaning both in my life and in my career. A lot of times I, you know, don't talk about where was I before Honest, but I was actually at P&G. And, you know, having my son made me just realize I wanted to, you know, really rethink what I wanted from life and my career. And, you know, you start thinking with pregnancy, everything you're putting in and on and around your body and, you know, Thrive takes it to the next level because it's not just on your body, it's what you're putting inside your body. Right. And it just made so much sense. It was a brand that was just doing so much incredible good, but wasn't actually telling their story. So for me, it was a gift to come in here and see how much was being done on the mission side, on the environment side, on the sustainability side, on just making healthy living easy and accessible to all. And that transition was even better because it felt like, you know, I was now in a life calling, you know, and bringing all these like healthy products back home so that my son and my husband can be the guinea pigs to try them out and whatnot. So it was, it was incredibly moving, and it's been, you know, life-changing.
I love that. And I think the thing that, I mean, people know about Thrive and, you know, the concept of it and the products that you guys have, which we're going to talk a little bit about, because I think the idea of showcasing some healthy swaps that are easy and simple for people to understand is really helpful. But I also like to point out the fact, which is what you're saying, you know, about Thrive, that it is, you know, they focus so much on the environment, about creating sustainable packaging, you know, not a lot of waste. Like, these are all things that are top of mind when it comes to Thrive's goal, and keeping that in mind, I think, especially when you are, when you're talking about Thrive and also showing people what Thrive has to offer, that's such a key part of it that's important to so many people and should be important to everyone, but is important, I think, a lot of the times to, for mothers as well and fathers. But I also, when it comes to what you're saying about, you know, when you're pregnant, you focus on what you're putting on your body, whether that's makeup or skincare products. And then when you have your baby, you focus a lot about products and what you put on them. And, you know, what you put in your body is such a big focus for Thrive and making sure that those products are clean, they're healthy, they're organic, and that they're good for your children. And we both have kids, you know, yours a little bit older and further along in the eating process than mine is. But when I first started with Thrive, it was really helpful for me to just be able to know what staples and basics to have in my pantry and in my order to be able to have easy on hand. And that was a big question that came up.
I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. Now playing only in theaters. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Bite into a stacked sandwich made with Hero Bread or a fully loaded bagel. And the only thing you'll think is, delicious. You won't think it's up to 19 grams of protein, but it is. You wouldn't believe it has 11 to 32 grams of fiber, but it does. Hero Bread makes loaves, buns, tortillas, bagels, and noodles packed with taste, but without all the net carbs. We're talking 0 to 5 grams net carbs per serving. With Hero Bread, there are no compromises, just flavor. There's none of the stiff baked goods you'd expect from better-for-you brands. There's just the soft, fluffy bread you crave. Plus, small batch drops of indulgent favorites, like the popular 2-gram net carb Hero croissant and 3-gram net carb Hero pain au chocolat. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code IHEART at checkout. That's code IHEART at hero.co. All figures per serving of Hero Bread. See nutrition facts on hero.co.
So I would love to talk a little bit just about, I mean, if you want to add anything to the environmental part for Thrive, that would be great. But that was something that really drew me in to having my membership with Thrive, was this idea that it was, you know, so environmentally conscious. And then maybe we can go into the important staples to have at home for your family.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So for those who don't know Thrive Market, we are a mission-based online company that's really about, you know, making healthy and sustainable living affordable and accessible and easy. And mm-hmm. So, you know, a little bit about our story I can give as well. When our founders started the company, you know, a lot of them as children had been, you know, brought up in the Midwest. So Nick Green or Gunnar, and their parents struggled to get like easy, healthy solutions on the table. They were, you know, literally, you know, miles away from grocery stores. It would take hours. It was a very difficult proposition. And then later on, you know, in their lives and their career, when they came across this idea of Thrive Market, they realized this was really something that had not been done, you know, mm-hmm. making healthy living easy and doing it in a sustainable way. And from the very beginning, they said, we want to launch it in a way that it is not just about what we sell, but how we're selling it. Mm-hmm. And so that is where the whole environmental responsibility and sustainability came in. We wanted to build the world's first, you know, positive, climate positive grocery store, which basically just means in simple terms, we wanted to be really environmentally responsible. Mm-hmm. And so from day one, we put in practices in place, whether in our headquarters or in our fulfillment centers, that were really grounded in doing things our way. So for example, we've been zero waste since day one, which also means that 90% of the waste is being diverted away from, you know, landfills. It's being recycled or composted. We've also been, you know, carbon neutral since day one. We've not had air shipping. We're doing ground shipping. So just these easy choices that we're making as a business have profound impacts on, you know, our climate and the environment. Mm-hmm. And now we're looking to the future. Where do we want to go next? And we realize being climate neutral is not enough. So we're like, how do we actually take the carbon footprint down and be carbon negative? And what steps wow. can we take there? So it's been incredible to see that from the start. That's what mm-hmm. got me as a member, even before I started working here, because I realized like, this is a company that's not going to ship, you know, one product in a box to me. They're going to yeah. think about everything and how it's getting there. And they're making my life easier and healthier and better. So that's kind of, you know, what drew me in and what makes, you know, us different. Then you talked about moms and, you know, pantry essentials. And, you know, one of the things that we do at Thrive Market is we have this like easy shopping list where you can, you know, a lot of moms ask me like, what do I buy and how do I buy it? And so, you know, just tell me the healthy stuff, but that tastes good, right? Like, yeah. I don't want
and
stuff that
kids will eat
bad.
Because, exactly. you know, and you and I talked about this last week that, you know, it is such a big part of introducing foods to your children and then being kind of shown this whole world of kid-friendly foods. But then also, if you happen to have a picky eater on your hands, making sure that you have things that are, you know, in your home, in your pantry, in your fridge that are going to be consumed by a picky eater and also giving them the things that they need in their diet.
That's right. Exactly. And so like with my son, who's about 4, you know, he's only interested in what tastes good. Right. And I'm interested in what's healthy and making sure he's eating well. And yeah. And so we've, you know, people have always thought that you can't have both. Right. It's always been this like trade-off. And so a lot of what we're trying to do is educate people. No, you can have healthy and tasty. You can have healthy and affordable. You can have healthy and have access to it. Right. And mm-hmm. so that's the paradigm shift we're breaking. And so I'll talk a little bit about, do you want me to talk pantry essentials first and then get into some kids fun stuff as well?
Yeah, so, that'd be great. I think the question that came up a lot was like, what are the top 5 pantry essentials to have in your home?
Yeah. So I'm going to start with, I brought them. So it's
aside
I'm a visual
from this,
person
that I'm addicted to. My Thrive
we all have our Thrive addictions. So I'm actually going to start with this product, which is our Thrive Market Extra Virgin Olive Oil. This is my favorite Evo Extra Virgin Olive Oil, and it's awesome. It has a great, you know, backstory to it as well. It's from Crete in Greece, and it's actually made by farmers who have been practicing and making this organic oil for about over 100 years. And so we were very lucky to be, you know, part of our way of doing things different is to find these small farmers and to also help them, give them also the best practices, learn also from them. And so this olive oil has come out to be just absolutely incredibly tasty. It's got this like slightly fruity, slightly peppery taste, and you can use it for everything. I order like at least a couple a month, and it's great. It's actually like 50% off right now if you become a member. So it's like, you know, $15, which is very accessible for such a large tin. And then this one's a fun one, which I love having, you know, this kind of little duo, which is the same thing, but in a different format. So you can just spray it. And we also made the branding more fun. We're like, moms like cool things. Let's make the design fun. I don't know why everything has to be boring. So that's an absolute essential. The other one are the pastas. So, you know, again, another myth that pasta can't be healthy and pasta is fattening and pasta is high in carbs. And so we actually do a range of pastas ourselves, which are, you know, gluten-free. And, you know, here's a way I call it like disguised food for my kid, because, you know, he thinks he's getting the penne, but he's actually getting chickpea penne and he can't taste the difference, right? So so we sneak a little bit of that in, and then he loves these. He calls this his Spider-Man pasta because they're red and they're the organic fusillis, which are made with red lentils. So, you know, making the color, you know, instead of it always being white, making something simple change like that and getting into what they like, you know, he loves Spider-Man. So anything red right now is on trend. He loves. And then this is one of my favorite pasta sauces, Rao's. I'm sure a lot of the people have tried it, but it's absolutely like lifesaver, and you literally have to do nothing. So whether you're a good cook or a bad cook, you can't mess this up. So, you know, just have plenty
of
these.
On that one. I will.
We keep it easy. Just mix it in. I swear it's easy. But we also do our Thrive Market vodka sauce, which is my favorite. So that vodka sauce is, you know, you can have it with the penne I showed, and it comes absolutely great. The other one is like the large size. We just upgraded to the large size 32-ounce bag of the almond flour. And we have this in many brands, Bob's Red Mill. I get the Thrive Market one. It's awesome because, you know, again, you can have your pancake and eat it too. We use it for pancakes. We use it for waffles. We use it in almost everything now. And it's just like lighter. It's got a buttery taste. It's just healthier version. And so another easy, healthy swap to always have, you know, in your staple. I literally go through bags of this. So I'm very grateful that we've upgraded the size, because the other size was just way too small.
Yeah.
And then
one of the, just because you're talking about pasta, because pasta seems to be such a big thing that's such an easy go-to for children of all ages. I mean, my daughter is almost a year old and she'll have pasta, and then my stepson will also have pasta. And we recently actually, because you were just talking about the, you know, finding secret ways to put in veggies or lentils or whatever the pasta is, and being mindful of, you know, certain allergies, is that you guys also have the bonza pasta that's like a mac and cheese. That's also, my daughter loved it, which I was very pleasantly surprised to hear, because it comes with instructions. It's very easy. It's a great go-to thing.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the any pantsless modeling gig?
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Bite into a stacked sandwich made with Hero Bread. Or a fully loaded bagel. And the only thing you'll think is, delicious. You won't think it's up to 19 grams of protein. But it is. You wouldn't believe it has 11 to 32 grams of fiber, but it does. Hero Bread makes loaves, buns, tortillas, bagels, and noodles packed with taste, but without all the net carbs. We're talking 0 to 5 grams net carbs per serving. With Hero Bread, there are no compromises, just flavor. There's none of the stiff baked goods you'd expect from better-for-you brands. There's just the soft, fluffy bread you crave. Plus, small batch drops of indulgent favorites, like the popular 2-gram net carb Hero Croissant and 3-gram net carb Hero Pain au Chocolat. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code IHEART at checkout. That's code IHEART at hero.co. All figures per serving of Hero Bread. See nutrition facts on hero.co.
The allergy part is such a big part for parents, right? It's like if your child is just starting solids and you're nervous about introducing certain foods, or if you're an adult and you want to be able to have things in your home and in your Thrive Market order that are allergy sensitive. Do you have any specific recommendations for that part of it, or some products that you absolutely love that are mindful of allergies?
Oh, it's a great point. And now more than ever, I think people are recognizing how many allergens they are and right. The allergy needs of their kids. So one of the ways you can shop on our site is we have these shop by filters and we actually label. So if, example, you're gluten-free, you just tap on gluten-free, the entire site will change and be all gluten-free. If you want, you know, the big 8 allergens, the mm-hmm. ones that you were talking about, the wheat, the soy, et cetera, removed from your selection, you just one touch tap on that shop by filter and the whole site will be sorted to the big 8 allergen free products. We have about over 284 allergen free products. Some of the products that I recommend, easy ones to keep around, again, great staples are Simple Mills crackers. They come in obviously ranges of flavors. This is a great one, but you can also have the plain ones. Kids love peanut butter, so it's like a Greek tragedy of like, what do you do, you know, as an alternate. And so this is a great alternative. If you haven't tried it, sunflower butter. Mm-hmm. And so you can, you know, switch into that. We've launched a bunch
of squeezable one.
Yeah. So this is on the go. We've made this for like, you know, easy on the go pouches as well. Yeah. So it's all compostable packaging too. So again, just being mindful of the whole experience. This is another brand which actually has, I believe, 14 allergen free. So enjoy life. Lots of snacks, healthy things. I mean, you could just click on this brand and just, you know, buy a range of their products as well. So again, there's tons. We keep it easy for you to shop, you know, whether you're allergen free or gluten free or, mm-hmm. you know, preservative free or whatever it is, it's very easy to shop and get exactly what you need for your kids as well.
Yeah. And just the healthy options that you guys have on there for kids. I mean, I think just having good snack options at your home is such a great thing, whether it's, you know, for a young baby like my daughter or my stepson. Also, I ordered a bunch of the Maverick snacks from you guys as well, which are a total win here to be able to just have and have on the go, especially, and, you know, throw in the diaper bag, have in the car, those kinds of things. So I think that that's all super helpful. And we were talking last week, you and I, a little bit just about really great go-to healthy meals. And I know we touched a little bit on the pasta, the olive oil. I actually have used a lot, especially when reheating food for my daughter. Like if I'm reheating up a chicken or something like that, that I am able to use that spray olive oil, which is amazing and very clever. Yeah. Are there any really great, easy things for parents to be able to have that are just quick on the go items to have?
Yeah. On the go. I mean, I'm a big believer of, you know, don't try to deprive your child, right? The children will want, for example, something sweet at some point. And, you know, the issue is a lot of parents don't know what are some good alternatives to that, right? And so one of the brands that I personally love, I wish I came up with the idea myself, it's genius, is Smart Sweets, right? So Armand loves gummies, like it's all day gummies, 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 right? And obviously I'm like, oh God, I don't want to give him gummies all the time. But Smart Sweets came up with, you know, the healthy gummy, which tastes like the same gummy, looks like the same gummy, and has 90% less sugar. It has only 3 grams of sugar. So you won't feel guilty eating it. He won't feel guilty eating it. And, you know, he gets his, you know, gummy in the day if we're out and about and removing. Yeah. The other one, which is, you know, another sneaky one where a lot of I've seen a lot of brands or, you know, companies add sugar, which makes no sense to me, is applesauce, right? And so we've made these like easy, yeah, go-to pouches.
Yeah.
And they're unsweetened and there's literally just one ingredient. It's just apples. There's nothing else in here. And so you don't need all those extra things. You know, these the kids go through this so fast. Yeah. And I love that, you know, I have this in my bag, I have this in my purse, and you know, the tantrums come when they're hungry. So don't get them hungry is, is the key. You can start this at any age, you know? So,
yeah. And then what about the swaps? Because I think that that is one of the things that I was really drawn to in my first experience with Thrive was just seeing, I mean, I'm a big Primal Kitchen fan. And so I love to be able to see the swaps of the salad dressings and, you know, different products that you guys have on your, on the app. I use the app to be able to access them. What are some good and common swaps for people to be able to just know of and have for kids or just for themselves?
Yeah. So the one that I love is like it's summertime, it's hot, and kids are going to want their ice lollies, right? So parents are like, oh gosh, that is literally sugar with water given to a kid who's already exhausted is going to result in a sugar high. And so a good healthy swap is Good Pops. We actually are giving we're actually giving this as a gift to our new members who are joining. And it's this all organic fruit juice. So again, this is something that I feel good giving. You know, I actually don't give Armand juices because I feel they have like so much sugar now. But this is something I feel good about giving him, and he loves his ice lollies. A lot of the pastas that I showed you are also really good healthy swaps. This is another one, you know, again, Armand loves mac and cheese. No matter what you do, he is always going to love his mac and cheese. So I've tried the Bonza one. It's very good. I also love the Annie's one, which is with organic pasta, but with real aged cheddar, which tastes like real food, you know? So it's just, again, another healthier version that you can have for your kids. And again, they're going to want their mac and cheese. So why not give them the best version you can get that's organic and healthy and with grass-fed milk, et cetera. So it's all safe and good for them.
So I have a kind of a question that's a little bit separate from specific foods or products, but in this past year, I mean, Thrive Market has been around for a while. It's, I think, especially convenient given this past year that we've all had and a little bit of what seems like maybe we're unfortunately going back into, or, you know, the nervousness about going out and getting certain products. But I think for me, as just somebody who uses, has a membership and uses Thrive already, just the convenience level of it and not having to think about it and having it come right to your door and also being safe with, you know, a lot of the stuff that's going on about going outside and being out in, around other people. But what has this past year been like for you guys, just as out of curiosity, and what do you think really sets you guys apart, as a company and just as something that people are using and utilizing the part of the convenience factor and also the safety factor as a company?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, the pandemic has changed life for everybody.
Right.
And being, you know, in the food space, but we're also more than just food. We actually sell a lot of household essentials, you know, everything from cleaning to wipes to, you know, bamboo-based toilet papers. I mean, when the pandemic hit us, like, you know, over a year ago, we saw a huge surge, right? Because everybody was stocking up, everybody was pantry loading, and this was a much safer way. You didn't have to go to the grocery store. You could get like all of your essentials, not just your pantry essentials, but everything for your house delivered through us. Yeah. We also, you know, deliver ethically sourced sustainable meat and seafood, which a lot of people don't know, and wine to get you through it, get you through those days. We have our own range of, you know, Master Sommelier clean biodynamic wines. And I think for our members, that was really important to have like one place, one destination that they could just easily get. It was tough for us on the back end because we obviously saw this huge surge and we had to change the way we were operating as a business, really be just in touch with what's going on with the members and are they getting their orders on time? And if not, what do we do? And, you know, we had literally daily meetings to make sure that we were providing the best member experience possible, which was, you know, a struggle for all retailers. The other thing was the, you know, immediate reaction we had is, how can we make lives better? How can we make lives easier? You know, and our CEO actually was the first person, you know, again, leading from the top to go and donate his salary to COVID recipients. And as a company, we set up the COVID relief fund immediately. Like, this was set up in March. And, you know, over the course of a year, we have raised over $1.5 million in funds through, you know, all of our members. So again, our members have fueled it. We've you know, matched it. But it goes back to those first responders, those people in need, the people who can't access groceries. And the other big thing we saw was, you know, there already was a lot of food insecurity in America. It just got so much worse, right? Like, a lot of people were impacted, over 54 million people. And we said, what can we do more? Like, we've got to solve this problem. We're in this space. It's basically us, or who else is it? Mm-hmm. And lead the way. And, you know, we put our stake in the ground and we said, we're going to raise $10 million in healthy groceries and give it back to the community, right? And those people who need it, and give out, you know, the free memberships. And to date, we raised $4.5 million, which is, again, an accomplishment we couldn't have done without our members. So, you know, a lot on, you know, not just serving our members, but serving back the community, thinking about the bigger problems at hand here in the nation, and how we can, you know, be a role model for others to follow. And it has created this precipitous cycle where now people are realizing this is a real problem, and we've been able to rally everyone, you know, to start to solve it together. So those are the things. To me, it's like, you know, with Thrive, we've always focused on, like, what are the actions we can take versus the ads. You know, I jokingly say it's the acts, not the ads, but it's true. And it is those things really matter. And a lot of the brands that we carry are also very mission driven. One of my, you know, favorite brands here is Alifia, and the founder is from Togo, from Africa. It has one of the best, you know, fair trade stories, and they give back their profits to, you know, impoverished women in Togo and Africa. And so they're donating school supplies, they're providing maternal care. I mean, they're just going above and beyond, and the product is great. So this is another one, which is, you know, our Alifia bubble bath, which I bought for Armand, but now I use it myself. Of course, all the goodies come to mom, but it's just awesome. So it's like lavender scented. It's shea butter, and it's like literally handmade with these women in using traditional practices in Togo. So great story. Feel good on so many levels, you know. Right. And I think that's
important, like, that, you know, the part that, of course, Thrive has these missions, but also that the other brands that you guys work with also are, you know, aligned in that mission. And, you know, the importance that you guys have put on giving back, that, you know, if you become a member, that you're also giving a membership to someone who can't afford to have a membership. And just also the idea that, I think, especially in this past year, we've put a huge amount of importance on supporting local farmers, knowing where your food is coming from, that being something that people just want to be aware of, and also want to be conscious when they come to, you know, who they're supporting and what they're supporting. And that's, you know, a big thing for you guys, and also something that you guys put a lot of importance on, which I love as somebody who, you know, uses the program, but also, you know, who I pay attention to the food that comes into our home and the food also that, you know, we're putting in our bodies. So I think that, you know, for me as a customer, is super important and also very well received, I would say. And I would imagine, especially in this past year, and even now with whatever is going on that we're dealing with now, it gives you a sense of a little bit of, you know, not relaxation, but just knowing that your groceries and that your food's going to be coming to you, you know, you don't have to think about it necessarily all the time, and it's done in a really safe way that's also supporting other people, I think is just awesome.
Totally. I mean, I jokingly say, we all know where our clothes are from. Do we know where our food is from?
Yeah.
And you don't most of the time, right?
Right.
And so for us, that's been another just important distinction is to know that we are, you know, ethically sourcing, and their fair trade practices. We're helping, you know, promote, you know, regenerative agriculture, which is very simply just better farming practices, right? And so I come, you know, I'm originally from Pakistan, and I come from a country where it's all regenerative. agriculture, and we're always thinking about the soil health, but somehow we forgot that in some of the, you know, developed nations. And now it's kind of like, we've got to go back to that. Like we've all got to figure out, like, how do we not just cultivate, but cultivate in a better way that is actually improving the soil health. And so I think like those things, you know, again, matter, and we have to just be conscious about, you know, the choices we're making. So,
yeah, 100%. Yeah, totally. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. This was so helpful. I think that the pantry staples are so important, and I think are just great and easy things for people to be able to go out and buy. And I've loved all of this information, and I hope people feel encouraged to go and check Thrive out and to be able to try it out for themselves and for their families, and also be able to do to get food in a safe way, especially in this world that we're in. So thank you so much for taking the time and for sharing your story and your experience, and also as a working mom, which is something that we love to focus here on at BDA Baby. So thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And as a closing favor to all those who joined, we actually wanted to let everyone know we're actually doing a big summer sale. So have 25% off over like 600 products. And so you can go to our website, thrivemarket.com/BDA, just for you, Catherine.
Just for you.
Just for you. So again, you know, just a huge shout out to what you're doing, because I was a new mom and I remember just being overwhelmed, and you don't know who to go to, where to go to, who to believe. And I wish this program existed, you know, like 4 years ago when I needed it as well. But it's great. It's great to have a forum where you can learn and share and, you know, get through it together and know that, you know, you're not alone in it and you're not, you know, struggling. Everyone's struggling and trying to make the best of it. So really appreciate you doing this program, inviting us, and thank you so much.
Oh, awesome. Okay. So we'll put all of that in the comments section here so people can go to that link and try it out for themselves. And thank you so much for doing that. That's awesome.
Awesome. All right. Have a great day, everyone.
Bye. Have a good day.
Bye.
I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.